God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I say few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed. Devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost,
and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's program. The title of this program is The Glory. And we're going to teach you some things about the glory that will help you get acquainted with it. And we also have a special guest, Joshua Mills. Stay tuned for the entire program. Welcome to Insights. Today our subject is on the glory, and it is one of my most favorite subjects of all. And so we're going to do a little Bible study this morning. So if you have your Bibles handy, grab them and maybe a notepad and a pen and take some notes, because we're going to give you some insights on the glory and how you can posture yourself to receive more of the glory in your life. So the first scripture that we're going to look at this morning is out of Exodus 33. And this whole chapter, if you have time later to go through this chapter in more detail, do so, because there's lots of good little nuggets in here. But we're going to start with verse 7, where it says, "Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, a good distance from the camp. And he called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. And it came about whenever Moses went out to the tent that all the people would arise and stand each at the entrance of his tent and gaze after Moses until he entered the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent." Wow. "And the Lord would speak with Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would arise and worship, each at the entrance of his tent. Thus, the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend." So there was Israel out in the middle of the wilderness. And maybe some of you are in a wilderness place right now too. But in the wilderness, Moses set up a tent. He called it the tent of meeting. And every day he would go out to that tent of meeting to spend time with the Lord, to seek the Lord. And as he walked through the entrance of that tent, the pillar of cloud would come down upon him. That was the Holy Spirit's presence with Israel in the wilderness. Do you know that no matter what you're going through, that the presence of the Lord is with you? The presence of the Holy Spirit is with you. And so there was Moses in the wilderness meeting with God. The pillar of cloud came down upon him, and he would speak to God face to face, just like a man speaks to a friend. And that same glory of his presence is with us today. You know, the glory, it means the Lord's copiousness, his splendor, his majesty, the weight of his goodness. In fact, one of the meanings of the word glory, and there's certain roots of the word in the Hebrew and in the Greek, but one of them means the weight. And sometimes you can just feel the weight of his presence, the tangible weight of his presence coming upon you. And that's what Moses had when he sought the Lord in the tent of meeting, is the weight of the presence of the Lord would just come down upon him. Now, I also want you to go into let's take it up at verse 14. And it says, God said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." Now that presence, that's a tangible presence of the Lord. That's a promise that God was giving to Moses, that his presence, that his face would shine upon Moses, that the fullness of God's goodness would be with him. And then Moses said to God, "If your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here." If God doesn't go with us into something, let's not even go there, because we want God's glory. We want his presence. We want his goodness. And that was Moses' heart. He said, "I don't want to go anywhere unless your presence goes with us." Because he said, "For how then can it be known that I found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us, so that we, I and your people, may be distinguished from all other people who are on the face of the earth?" Do you know that it's the glory of God and his visitation upon the people that are going to distinguish us from other people? Anyone can join a club or even establish a club or a business group or whatever, and have meetings and talk about their product or talk about their values. Anyone can do that, but not everyone can have the manifest glory, the manifest presence of God with them, with the different manifestations of that glory, which might be miracles, signs, wonders, the weight, the tangible weight of the presence, the goodness and the blessings of God accompanying them everywhere they go. There's a big difference. And I believe that our churches need more of the tangible glory of God, where we're not just meeting together and, you know, sitting under some good Bible teaching, although that's good to do, or singing some good songs about the Lord, although that's good to do. But we need to have his tangible presence with us at all times so that we can be distinguished from the other people on the face of the earth. Other religions meet together and have religious meetings, but we don't want that. We want the tangible presence of God in our midst as individuals and when we meet together. Well, let's go on. Then it says in verse 17, "The Lord said to Moses, 'I will also do this thing of which you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and I've known you by name.'" Verse 18, "Then Moses said, 'I pray you, show me your glory.'" I mean, you know, Moses had already had the presence of the Lord every day, the promise of the Lord that his presence would go with him. And now he's saying, "Show me your glory. I want more. I want to see it. I want to see the fullness of the demonstration of your glory." And, you know, one taste of the goodness of the Lord just makes you want more. You can't get enough of him once you taste of this glory. So awesome. And so God said, "I myself will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show compassion on whom I will show compassion." So Moses is saying, "Show me your glory." And God says, "I will allow all my goodness to pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you." We're talking about the glory, and God says, "This is goodness. All my goodness is in my glory, and the name of Jesus." So Moses actually got acquainted with Jesus at this time, because all the glory of the Father is wrapped up in the Son, and the Son is in you if you are a believer. And so God's saying, "Moses, the glory is all about all my goodness." Now listen carefully here. God wants you to be acquainted with all of his goodness, with all of his blessings, all of his goodness, all of his blessings he has given unto you. And he says, "I will be gracious unto you. I'll show compassion unto you. I'm gonna introduce you to my goodness like you can't even imagine." But then he says, "You cannot see my face." Now, before, just as we read before, it said that Moses would meet with the Lord in the tent of meeting, and he would speak to the Lord face to face as a man speaks to a friend. And now God is saying that you cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live. And what the Lord's talking about there is the fullness, the plurality of his faces. You see, Moses had been introduced to parts of God, but not the fullness of God. And God said, "No man can see me in the fullness of my glory, because I'm too big, I'm too great, I'm too majestic, I'm too good. And if you were to see me in fullness, you would never be able to even breathe or live. You just wouldn't be able to do it, because I'm that great. I'm that enormous." Wow. And so He says to him, though, he says, "Behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand there on the rock. And it will come about while my glory is passing by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by." He has placed us in his Son, Jesus Christ. And because of that, we can behold his glory. Because of that, we can receive as much glory as we can possibly receive in this earthly body, because we are in the Son, who is the King of glory, the Son of glory. We are in him, and he is in us, and that's an awesome thing. Now, in 2 Chronicles 5, 13 and 14, and we don't have time to read that at this particular time, but you'll find that when the temple was being dedicated, Solomon's temple, that all the musicians and the singers and the priests, they were in one accord to lift up the name of the Lord and to proclaim his goodness. And they said, "The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever." That's what they proclaimed. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Remember, the glory of God is acquainted with his goodness. They didn't say, "The Lord is a judge and his judgments endure forever." They said, "The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever." And when they proclaimed his goodness, the glory of the Lord came in a powerful cloud in such a way that they couldn't even stand to minister that much goodness. And God wants to visit you in these days with his goodness like you can't even imagine. We're going to take a break now, but we've got a lot more to share with you about the glory.
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
Joshua and Janet Mills are great friends of our ministry. We just love them. One of the things I love about them is their purity and the fear of the Lord that they walk in. They would do nothing to hurt the Lord. They just love him so much and walk in so much humility and servanthood. But they've had some amazing encounters in the glory presence of God. You know, Joshua and Janet, they're such worshipers, and oftentimes as they're worshiping, the power of God will come. We've had them as a guest in many of our conferences. And when Joshua speaks and when he's worshiping, it's like the weight of the presence of the Lord comes and just fills the room in such an awesome way. And he's had some very unique demonstrations and manifestations of the glory. He's had water turn to wine, and he's had gold glitter and diamond glitter and precious stones fall out of the heavenly realm, I guess, or maybe angels bring them. I don't understand all the mechanics of it. I just know that when you see these signs, you stand in awe of God. And that's what signs and wonders are supposed to do. But Joshua and Janet had a visitation of gold. Just gold glitter started covering them and covering other parts of their life and things in their life. And he's going to tell us all about it now. So get ready, because you're going to hear an amazing testimony. Let's welcome Joshua now.
I think it was within the first year and a half that we were experiencing the golden rain, the gold dust, the golden glory coming into the meetings and just happening. Like, even out of the meetings, we'd be in the store walking down the aisle and here the gold dust would just come on us and all this kind of stuff. When during the first year and a half, we were living in San Diego, California. And when we were in our apartment, one day I was writing my book and I felt like an electrical sensation all the way down my arm. And it was like, normally when the gold dust comes, I don't really feel it. But at this time, I felt like it was like the feeling that you get when your arm's asleep and it's waking back up, like that tingling. And I felt it all the way down my arm. And here it was, gold dust that came and covered my arm completely. And when I looked at that, I was like, "God, thank you. I'm writing my first book. That's a great encouragement, wonderful sign. And when I look back up at the computer here, the computer, the desk, I mean, just the whole living room was being covered with this gold dust in the curtains, on the couches, on the end tables, on the carpets, just everywhere. And so I got up and I walked through the kitchen, same thing in the kitchen. It was like in the dishes, it was on the food inside the refrigerator, it was in the sink, it was on all the counters, everywhere. And then Jen and I, we walked through like the rest of the apartment, and just everywhere we went, there's this like gold dust. And so it was absolutely amazing. And we experienced that probably for about 3 weeks straight, just the heavy outpouring of that glory. And people would come in, and there are people that would walk in the apartment and they just fall out by the power of God because the presence of God was so strong. People would come over just to soak, like in our living room for the night, just with worship music playing, just spending time in the presence of God. I remember that we had a friend, he was the youth pastor at our church, and he was driving in his car when this happened, and we called him. We said, "Paul, you got to come over to our house to see what God just did. There's golden glory everywhere." And he was driving with a coworker that was unsaved at the time, but he wanted to see the miracle so much. He said, "Hey, do you want to just go to my friend's house? They're receiving a miracle." She wasn't saved, and she didn't know what this was all about. So he brought Wiara over to the home with him. And when she stepped in the door, because of that miracle, the glory of God was so strong, and it touched her heart where it doesn't matter sometimes for people. It's like you can't say enough to try to convince them about the power of God. But when she stepped in and saw that miracle, it was like she knew in her spirit. She knew deep within, even though she wouldn't say, she knew that this was the power of God. And that night she actually just began weeping and gave her heart over to Jesus. And it was just such a wonderful thing that happened. And that was just one of many different events that happened through that outpouring of the gold dust.
I want to give you some little practical helps as far as posturing yourself to receive more of the glory of God. And the first thing is to be a worshiper, because when you look into the face of Jesus by faith and just begin to worship him, say, "Oh Lord, you're so beautiful, you're so awesome," and you focus on him, then you empower his presence. Whatever you focus on, that is what you will empower. The second thing is to acknowledge who you are in Christ. Because if you acknowledge that you're a child of God and that he created you for the glory, and you believe that and you embrace that, then that makes you a recipient of the glory. So you can say, "Lord, I believe that I'm a child of the glory. I believe that you're in me. I believe that your glory is around me right now. I believe that I have access into your glory by the blood of Jesus Christ." And when you meditate on who you are in Christ, it'll posture you to receive more of the manifest glory of God and his goodness. The next one is to have an intimate relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit. He is a very real and living God, and you can get acquainted with him and allow him to lead you into greater realms of heavenly glory. On our Glory School teaching CD set, we have a whole teaching on the Holy Spirit, and also on encountering the Sevenfold Spirit of God CD set, and that can help you. Next, daily drink of the glory. Soak in his presence. Just Jesus said, "If any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink." And so you can just go and drink of the glory. Glug, glug, glug. "Lord, I drink of your glory right now. I just ask that you fill me and fill me to fullness in my life, in my heart, in my being," and he will. These are just some little practical tips as to how you can posture yourself to receive more of the glory of God.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Destiny Words are prophetic words of encouragement from the heart of God just for you.
I have a very interesting word right now. It's for someone who has had a coffee addiction, and you have stopped drinking coffee today and yesterday, and you have a migraine headache like you can't even describe, and you're thinking, oh, maybe I should go back to coffee. But if you've got a bad headache like that, it might be a sign that you have been drinking way too much coffee. I want to pray for you that that headache will lift and that the addiction to coffee will be broken, and so that maybe you can find a greater substitute for that. But one great substitute is the presence of Jesus himself. So, Father, I pray for that person right now that's struggling with that addiction with coffee. I break the power of that addiction in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask, Lord God, that the symptoms of the headache that they're experiencing right now will lift in Jesus' name. And Lord, fill them with your glory. Fill them to overflowing with your glory, Lord, so that you will take up that place that that substance had in their life, that they'll learn to drink glug, 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 glug of lots of your glory, and it'll replace that coffee craving that they had in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope you're feeling better. I also have another word right now, and this is for a mother that you and your husband have given birth to a child recently. And that there was a physical problem with that child, and the child's going to need surgery. And you have been so worried about your baby. But the Lord has a word for you. It's going to be okay. His hand is on your child, and your child is going to be perfectly okay. So I just want to minister peace into your life right now. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I just release the peace of the Lord over you. And faith to know that he has his hand on your child and that everything is going to be okay. You have a beautiful child. Your child is full of destiny and full of purpose. And you've been praying for your child all throughout the growing of the child in your womb. God wants you to know that he's had his hand on that baby. And you're going to see that baby grow up and delight in the beauty of the Lord. I also have a word for a teenager who's watching the program, and you have been tormented with fears and insecurities lately, especially at school, and the Lord's going to break it off of you right now. Whoa! In fact, I just feel his glory presence coming upon you as I said that, and so just drink of his glory right now, because that glory of his perfect love is starting to expel that fear. Can you feel it leave? That's Jesus. I tell you, I can feel it in the studio right now as I'm bringing that word. He loves you so much, and perfect love casts out fear, and all your insecurities are just going to lift off because his glory is enveloping you. And if they come back again, just remember, soak in that glory, and they'll lift off again every time, okay?
Join the army of Christians who are taking their rightful place to release God's goodness into a dark, decaying world. Light Belongs in the Darkness by Patricia King is available online at extremeprophetic.com.
This question is a little bit disturbing, and you'll know why when I read it, but it says this: Patricia, I have heard a lot about the gold glitter, gems, and other signs and wonders. One person told me that they saw a man sprinkling gold glitter on his hair and t-shirt before he entered a service. What do you think about this? I think it's terrible if that actually happened. I feel such a grief over that. If he actually did that, it's hard for me to imagine that anyone would. And so when I was reading over this question, I had to think, Lord, why would anyone even do that and then go around and say that you put this glory on them when it was just something that they did themselves? And I guess what came to my heart was that if you're really insecure and you want attention, maybe you would do something to get the attention of people. And it's so dangerous, isn't it? Like, why would you lie against the Holy Spirit? Why would you misrepresent God? And as I was praying further into this, I thought, Lord, we just need more fear of the Lord, you know? Like, I don't know how much fear of the Lord there is in the body of Christ right now. We have such little respect for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I know sometimes when God is truly manifesting signs and wonders that people just take it so lightly with little respect, you know, when we should be honoring Him and worshiping Him. But then to think that some would even lie against the Holy Spirit and try to produce the signs Himself, it's terrible. I remember hearing a number of years ago about an evangelist with a global sphere of influence and television ministry and everything. He was known for moving in words of knowledge, real specific words of knowledge, and God can do that, and He does do that through many servants. But this man apparently had a little ear device in him and was having someone read him people's names off the registration list and things like that and give him the information on the ear device, and then he would say it was a word of knowledge. And it just disturbed me so much to hear that. And of course he got found out, because whatever you do in the private, it's going to be shouted from the rooftops. I mean, God cannot be mocked. You know, whatever a man sows, that's what he's going to reap. And if you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap destruction. So can I ask us to all pray about something? We want to keep our childlike faith. I want to be a believer. I don't want to be a doubter. And I don't, you know, when I look at a person, I just want to look at them in love and look at them with their potential and how beautiful they are in God. I don't want to be suspicious of people that I see. But let's pray that the fear of the Lord will come into the body of Christ, and that we will respect God and respect truth, and that we will walk in integrity and in honor of His holy name. And so let there never be this kind of testimony amongst us. Let it never happen.
As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Now I have a special destiny word for each and every one of you, and it's this. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Go and spread that love around this week.
When people come to you, and when they come to me and they don't believe, you know, the signs and wonders that are happening or the miracles that God is doing, it makes you look at yourself and you go home at the end of the day and you begin asking yourself, what am I doing to make people not like me? What am I doing that the church can't receive it? And you just begin thinking about it and you say, well, I love Jesus. All I want to do is praise and worship. All I want to do is spend time in His presence. And then you realize that His glory is so much greater than all the doubt, all the unbelief, all the skepticism, all the religious rules and regulation. You realize that His glory is so much better. And at the end of the day, when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all you want to do is serve Him, all you want to do is look unto His face, all you want to do is spend time in His presence, and this is what happens in His presence, then you realize that it's okay. Even if the world doesn't receive it, even if the church isn't going to receive it, even if the pastors or the religious programs aren't going to be able to contain it, you realize that it's okay. As long as it's Jesus, it's okay.